The federal government has extended the border closure to land or water travelers from Canada for another month until October 21st, and a lot of people unhappy with that, especially on Point Roberts. And I spoke once again with the head of the Point Roberts Chamber of Commerce, Brian Calder. The grim story continues over there on Point Roberts.
Well, it's totally grim here. There's no traffic on the road. There's nothing open except International Marketplace, basically. And if you want a breakfast or a lunch, you're not getting it through the week here anywhere. And we had precious little here before in the way of we don't have a dry cleaners, we don't have a vet doctor. We have the International Marketplace, a couple of restaurants, and parcel post at gas stations. And as you know, 90% of our economy is driven by Canadians, not Americans, and Americans can't get here. And now we get this goofy announcement that they're going to be bringing in airplanes from Europe and other to the United States as long as they're vaccinated. I don't disagree with it, provided you look at Point Roberts first, because we're 87% vaccinated. I was vaccinated in February, for gosh sakes. Nobody's done a better job than our fire chief, Carlton, at Point Roberts in that regard of vaccinating us, testing us every week. We've got an exemplary record, and we're ignored.
Yeah.
And no one depends anywhere in North America as much on the Canadian visitor as us. In 2018 and 19, we experienced 1.5 million coming to Point Roberts. So far this year, to the end of June, we had 40,000.
Wow.
And so if you extrapolate that out to the end of the year, we'll have 80,000 versus 1.5 million. Consider that dynamic.
Yeah. Well, I saw you you put out a little a meme of you in a cartoon, I guess, a biplane landing there in Point Roberts, flying over the border. And I guess it's not completely, there's a lot of seriousness there. Maybe you need to open an airstrip.
Well, exactly. I'll get at them any way I can. If I can do it by humor or insulting or anything in between, as long as we get action for Point Roberts, I'll take that action. But the arrogance of authority just pales me. I mean, they're willfully bankrupting Point Roberts. I mean, we've got the best record. We've had a pilot project proposal we put out 6 months ago, the Chamber of Commerce and the fire chief here. We'd vaccinate, we'd test, we had a mobile lab test and so forth at our border at our cost. We'd pay for it. Turned down. Yet you can fly from Vancouver to Bellingham in a regular commercial plane, get out of Bellingham, transfer planes, and go to Point Roberts in our little grass strip here, and that's okay.
Uh-huh.
Now, to explain that one to me, you can't spend $5 on gas in your SUV and drive into Point Roberts to come to your house from Ladner, say, 5 miles away, with your family locked in your car, mask, glove, and vaccinated. Oh, no, can't do that. But you can go to the Vancouver airport with a bunch of other people and get on a big plane with a bunch of other people that you don't know, and you don't know if they're vaxxed or not, and blah, blah, blah. Hit Bellingham, get in a small plane, fly in here, and that's okay. But it costs you $400 each way. I mean, it's absolute madness. It makes no sense at all.
It has to be ultimately frustrating. It is for us to watch this happen, but you folks are experiencing it. You told me off the air that your pub is planning on closing, that he just can't keep it going.
Well, the Reef, I talked to Nick Koniski, who's owned it for 35 years or so. He's never closed. He's always open to the public. He's a public house and caters to the public and does a damn good job of doing it. And is very successful. And I just talked to him Saturday, and he's so demoralized and penalized and running out of money. He's putting his own money out of his pocket in to keep it open. And you can only do that for so long. And he said, you know, I think I'll just close it for the winter. I don't care if they open the border, and I'll think about it opening in the spring. Unheard of.
Well, we can't help but feel for you. And Brian Calder, the head of the Chamber of Commerce there on Point Roberts, appreciate you joining us and giving us this update, as grim as it is.
Appreciate your support, Joe, as always. Thank you.